927 Business.
Alrighty, you're on Hot Business, and it is time for us to get some views from the market. So we speak to someone today at the very coalface of the stock market, Jonathan Otero, who is the senior trader at Herenia Capital Advisors. Good evening, Jonathan. Thank you for your time. And what a day it's been, man. Jeez, it's been relatively low volumes. Yesterday was brutal. I mean, what did you make of today?
Yeah, good evening, Petri. Thanks for having me, first of all. Yesterday, and I think the whole week, you know, everyone was waiting on those CPI numbers, the inflation numbers out of the US. And finally, I think we got a bit of a surprise, to be quite honest with you, Petri, because the market, you know, last month the inflation came down, and, you know, after we saw oil come down quite a bit, market was probably expecting a better than expected number. But we got a bit of a slap in the face yesterday, to be quite honest. And we saw an aggressive selling, particularly in the US. US tech was probably the worst of the lot, was down close to 5%. So, yeah, today I think digesting a bit of that data, not as bad. I would say that the US is pretty flat as we speak, and our market held pretty well today. But yeah, I think the sentiment has sort of changed from you know, after yesterday's numbers. So it's not feeling all rosy anymore, to be quite honest with you, Petri.
Yeah, I get the sense that, well, I've been quite bearish for some time now, but I get the sense that over the last week or two, markets became increasingly more confident going into, well, we've got inflation under control. And it just didn't happen. I mean, inflation clearly not under control. And I think, and maybe this is bordering a little bit of politics, Jonathan, I don't know if you even, you know, maybe we shouldn't trade here, but it looks to me like whatever the US presidency is doing is backfiring. You know, they're sort of touting that, oh, well, you know, we've got inflation under control, and look, gasoline prices at the pump are down. But in the meantime, they've released the most amount of oil from the strategic reserves in the history of the United States. So
yeah, absolutely. I don't think that's, and I think we've seen this in the past, actually, in the US. Every time that happens, the oil price sort of comes down, and then soon after, you know, the market realizes that it hasn't really done much to destabilize the actual, you know, supply and demand. So I think it's more of a marketing. It seems like it, you know, he's really trying his best, you know. So I only see it from that perspective, to be quite honest with you.
Okay. And then in terms of some company-specific news, GrowthPoint put out earnings today. We'll be chatting to the CEO a little bit later. What did you find the most interesting in the results? I mean, what are the things that stood out for you?
So actually, they came out with a trading update or an operational update guidance about a week ago. So I didn't see any major surprises. I think the only thing that stood out the most was the rise in the payout ratio, which is obviously quite good for shareholders. So that was a bit of a positive. But I think overall, you know, as you can see, if you're watching it, traded or pretty much flat for the day, so no major surprises. I think maybe we'll have to wait till tomorrow to see. The market normally takes about a day or two to digest all the data, but I think all in all, a pretty solid set of results, to be quite honest with you.
Okay, great stuff. And MultiChoice, there's something brewing. Canal Plus, I don't know how to pronounce that, it's a French business, has been buying furiously. What's happening here?
Yeah, this is not the first time they actually increased the stake from about 20% now to 26% in the last 2 months, I believe. So there's it's a tough one, because the parent company of Canal Plus is actually Vivendi, which is a French company. And from what I've read, apparently they've got a big history of acquiring, you know, minority stakes before they go in quite an aggressive acquisition. You know, the thing with MultiChoice is that currently they've got a foreign control restriction, you know, that doesn't allow them to be able to take over like this. So the license as a broadcaster under the ECA will most probably maintain this under control. So there seems to be a bit of a partnership that could go into the rest of Africa more than anything else, particularly on the French side, because there's a lot of countries out there that speak French. So there seems to be a bit of a partnership that could well be getting, you know, ahead. But it doesn't seem like they'll be able to do a complete takeover, to be quite honest. But the market has actually, you know, taken it particularly well today. It's trading loss, it was trading about 115.50, so it was up a nice 1% on a day like today. I think it keeps relative strength, so market clearly liking the news this morning.
So okay, let your inner traders speak here for a second. Is MultiChoice a corporate action potential buyout play for the more risky speculative trader slash investor out there who wants to buy some in the deal? Or do we just steer clear? What do you think?
Speaking, I think multi-choice, I would think it's with the news that we have today and the way they're aggressively buying stock in it, you know, it gives you an indication that something else is probably going to happen. So I would say, you know, the long feels, you know, more to the risk than to the short side. So it's a stock that seems to be holding pretty well through the whole risk sentiment that we've had in the last couple of months. So intraday, you know, from that perspective, I think it's more of a risk on sort of news on multi-choice. I don't see too many downside unless results are incredibly disappointing, which they haven't really been. So yeah, it's more of a bullish sort of note, to be quite honest with you.
Okay, all right, that's good news. Good news for us. And then lastly, Naspers. Well, there's two more, I guess, company specific things. I want to talk about Naspers, but I also want to talk about today's sort of retail sales numbers or sales figures that came out from the economic data front. Those retail sales print came in at 8.4 versus the expected. No, sorry, I lied. Came in at 8.6 versus 8.4? Or have I got
yes,
that?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's right. Yeah, so slightly ahead, yeah.
So retail sales are starting to recover somewhat in South Africa. Do you think this is a sustainable thing? Do you think that we are headed lower? What do you make of those?
So funny enough, yeah, so the numbers were slightly ahead. I think, you know, obviously they had a good sentiment for it. But to give you an idea, we had last week on the 7th, we had Foschini coming out with a trading update with turnover growth of 21.6 for the first 23 weeks of the financial year. And that's quite a big number that came out from Foschini. I don't think the market was expecting such great growth, and it was actually 14.7 for the Africa division. So I've been, you know, it's very similar sentiment to you in terms of being a little bit more bearish. But to be quite honest, the retail side of things in South Africa has actually managed to hold incredibly well. And like I just mentioned, that Foschini numbers from last week were quite impressive. And obviously the market within the market space, you know, Truworths, Foschini and Mr. Price, they all kind of like those numbers. So I guess today's numbers were not really a surprise if you look at what happened with Foschini. Moving forward, like I've said, I've been quite bearish, but the market has sort of gone against that. So it seems like there is quite a bit of resilience within that specific space on the retail side. So until those numbers start to change, it seems like you can't really go against that. So it's quite a bullish tone that we've seen from that side of the world, actually.
Okay, well, we ended off on a hopeful note. A glimmer of hope shines in retail sales. And I guess, you know, we're in a space and time where our economy needs to start growing. So we'll take any bit of good news that we can get with both hands. And if the retailers are doing slightly better, retail sales are slightly better, let's hope that this is, long may it continue. Anyway, on that note, thank you very much, Jonathan, for your time and your insights this evening. I really appreciate you coming on air to chat with us. And I hope you have a great night.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a great night, Petri.
Thank you. That was Jonathan Otero, the senior trader at Herenia Capital Advisors. Rumor has it they're a pretty cool company. You're on Hot Business.
Hot 1027 Business.